This is On Target St. John's, a look at politics, crime, education. What's happening here with the people who know? The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station. Now, your On Target St. John's host, Linda Swain.
Good day, all, and I trust you had a good weekend. Well, what a lovely day we've got today, and another beautiful day. Yesterday was just like, I don't know, late summer rather than early winter. Anyway, I hope you were able to enjoy it and get outside and do all those wonderful things that we do like to do. Well, today marks the official start of Music Week in Newfoundland and Labrador, and there's a long list of events and programs scheduled throughout the week, but you don't want to hear it from me. My guest today on Target is the Executive Director of Music NL, Rhonda Tulk-Lane.
Hi, Linda. How are you?
Oh, great. So, wow, what a... We spoke last week. I said, send me a few ideas for... And, oh, my goodness, there's so much to talk about. I don't think an hour is going to do it, but let's try.
We'll get started.
So the official launch got underway this morning in Corner Brook. Tell us about the Connector program that was announced this morning.
We were so pleased to be able to launch Music in a Week in Corner Brook at the Rotary Arts Center, which is a great live music venue and art space in Corner Brook. The Connector program, it truly is a gem, and it's really quite simple, but it's something that's so needed. So what it does, it helps connect immigrant newcomers and new graduates that are in the music sector with the industry. So with Music NL, with people that are of knowledge, so some of our managers, our venues, places and people that they would have no idea existed because, well, as a newcomer, you don't really know what's here. And as a new graduate, you've been so focused on your studies. The same is very true. So it's a province-wide initiative, and we're super pumped to roll it out.
Like you say, it's a fairly simple concept, but ever so vital, I would imagine, for people trying to make those all-important connections, because really, you know, when you're in the music field, you really have to be a bit of your own promoter.
You do, and what we do as a trusted voice and a trusted partner in the community, we facilitate. So we have an amazing manager, Mariana, from originally from Mexico, came here to study. She did her master's in ethnomusicology. And what Mariana does is she meets with what we call the connectees. So people that need to get connected. She screens them, finds out a little bit about their passion and what are they doing. Are they a musician? Are they working in the sector? Are they a recording artist? Do they want to be a manager? And then Mariana will find three connections for them, and we make that facilitated connection. So when we reach out, for example, to a person in the community, they trust us, they know it's vetted. It just kind of eliminates, you know, that cold calling or who is this emailing me.
For certain. And I understand that anybody who was present this morning in Corner Brook was treated to a little performance or two?
We had two performances. We kicked off the event with someone who had come here. Actually, his wife was doing her studies at the Granville campus, and his name was Nandamal, originally from Sri Lanka. And Nandamal is a guitarist, and he opened up the event with some of his music. And then we closed the event with someone native to our province, Jamie Stone. So real nice mix there, again, connecting newcomers with locals. And then, of course, the announcement of our program and how people can learn and become part of it. Because we do need to build our database of connectors. So there's a lot of people that are just natural connectors. They're always referring people. So we'd love for you to reach out to us, and we'll get you in our database. So when we get that call from someone that needs to meet you, we can make that connection.
So I guess that's the starting point, is it? That's how it works? You want to get started in the music industry, you contact Music NL?
Yep, you go to our homepage, Music NL, and you under our programs, you'll see the Connector program. It's actually called Instrumental Connections, and that starts the process. We do the screening and then get you connected with those in the sector. But Linda, the really neat thing is each referral we give the connectee, that individual commits to giving them three more. So what actually happens is they now build a circle of influence of up to 12 people that they may not have known. So that's really starts your journey in building your career building leadership, and hopefully, gaining employment in the sector you want to work in. So it's, as we said, really simple, but really effective.
You have a new chair.
We do. So, well, not yet. I hope our current chair, Amy House, is listening. She finishes on Sunday, December 5th. And at that time, the board will then elect our new incoming chair, Nigel Jenkins.
So Amy, of course, has done, yeoman service in getting Music NL back up on its feet, because when she took over, things were not looking so good.
No, I think I still remember an interview she did with UCM when she had taken the helm, and her and the board set the plan and the vision, and it has been a little over 2 years, and they have just done tremendous work to get us on solid footing. So she is very much deserving of this break when she steps back on Sunday.
And so Nigel is picking up an organization that is looking pretty good these days.
He is indeed, and Nigel is from Steady Brook on the West Coast. He's a manager, so he actually has his own company in the sector called Laughing Heart Music, and he has a number of artists and musicians that he manages. As well, Nigel was just elected to the East Coast Music Association's Board of Directors last week, so another great connection for us as we build the sector in Atlantic Canada.
My guest today on Target is the Executive Director of Music NL, Rhonda Tulk-Lane. This is Music Week. We've only just scratched the surface on day one. Stay tuned. We'll tell you what else is on tap for the remainder of the week right after this.
Got plans for midnight? Bring your VOCM along with the best soundtrack for every night anywhere. The VOCM All Night Show, midnight on your VOCM.
Music NL's Executive Director, Rhonda Tulk-Lane, is my guest today on Target. And Rhonda, we just scratched the surface on day one. What else is on tap for the week?
So we'll tackle the rest of today. So we're rolling out a hybrid model. So there are a number of online events that anyone in the province can, or anywhere in the world, depending on where you are right now, can avail of, as well as the things happening in St. John. So today, or this evening at 5, we're going to have an awesome session with Factor. So Factor is the national body. Pretty much our local musicians know it. It's your place to get the money you need to do what you need to do. So your artist development, your recordings, your marketing. So we're doing a session with Anthony from Factor. So if anyone's out there listening, they're still trying to register for that online session today at 5. And of course, tonight, every Monday night, we have an open mic at the Ship. So tonight's no different. We'll be celebrating tonight. But tomorrow night, there's something really, really special happening, and that's our industry awards.
Yeah, and I want to talk to you a little bit about the industry awards and some of the nominees or the recipients coming up in a little while. But I want to talk to you a little bit about some other of these programs and things that you're rolling out in the meantime. I think we've all become more aware of our mental health over the last couple of years. And Music NL has a new app to help local artists. What is it, and what can an app do to help with mental wellness?
Kat, you're right. It's really, mental health has been highlighted over the last couple of difficult years. But actually, this started in 2018, before we even, had the global pandemic. The East Coast Music Association did a survey with the four provinces, and the stats that came back, even though it was a small survey, they were still really alarming. They wanted to really put their finger on the pulse of how's the sector doing when it comes to mental health? And one of the stats that really still jumps out of my mind was that the thoughts of suicide with the survey we did were like 20%, almost 20% higher than the Canadian national average. So to me, that was really scary. And then with everything we've gone through the last couple of years, it was kind of a no-brainer for us to say we need to play in this space. We need to do something around mental health. So the first thing we did, with the support actually from ACOA, we trained 30 people in the sector with mental health first aid.
Well, that's good to know. And what are some of the contributing factors there? Were you able to get into any of that? Was it a loss of income? Was it a loss of purpose?
There was a lot, given that it was a small sample size, and but from all people in the sector, so just not musicians, it was those working. There were underlying of poverty, so people just not being able to earn enough, as well as I think some of the, I guess we say, the environment you're in when you're a touring musician. Sometimes you're on the road, you're on your own, you're playing late nights, there's pressure, there's stress. So there isn't anyone that we could say, oh, this, here's the reason, this is what we need to tackle. We're doing more research. So it was a combination of factors that really, when we look at the music sector and the lives of those in it, and the different, even when you look globally around the world, the number of suicides with musicians that happened was alarming. So with the 30 people we trained, we felt we then have some peer support on the ground, and it's really just a start. We're going to continue to train people so there are more and more in the sector that can spot the signs of if someone's in mental distress. So it's no different than your regular first aid, you know, when a lot of us did that growing up and continue to be trained in first aid, so that you're just equipped to spot the signs and know what to do. So the mental health first aid is really similar. You just become more aware of the people around you, whether they're family members or colleagues or musicians, if they're having a rough day, and kind of you become more equipped on what to do and what not to do. So that was our first step.
And this is something we've known about the music industry for eons, decades, since its very beginnings. You know, you have a group of people whose, I guess, purpose is to entertain, and who are, I would imagine, artistic and sensitive sorts, you know what I mean? They're deep thinkers to start with, and you are performing before an audience, you're giving back, you're getting some back from the audience in that, and then you're holed up in a hotel room or on a bus for who knows how long, and it's just not a normal life. You're surrounded by hangers-on and the rest of it, if you've reached that level of notoriety or popularity, I suppose. And it's something that we've always known, but for some reason has always gone kind of ignored. Sex, drugs, and rock and roll, that's just the way it is. How many people have been lost in the industry through that lifestyle?
There's been so many, and I don't have a number, but there's just so many we know of and that we hear of. And we still see what I'm seeing more and more, which is really encouraging, and it's a lot of my members and our members from Music NL, is they're reaching out and they're seeing a post on Facebook, and someone's just saying, you know, gosh, having a hard time today, not feeling myself, and it makes me feel so good when people do that, because then other people are supporting them. Those of us that are trained are reaching out, saying, you know what, we're here. If you ever need to talk, do you want to grab a coffee? Did you know that the East Coast Music Association has a clinical therapist on site that you can call and do a one-on-one? Like, they're opening up, and it's becoming much more common to share that, which is encouraging. So we want to make that even louder, so people feel really comfortable doing that and they don't keep it inside, you know?
I would imagine now more artists are getting back to what they love best, and that's performing before a live audience. How is that going?
Really well. One of the things we encountered when we launched Music Celebration Week, and it's just a busy time of year, and we're trying to get back on track because, of course, over the last couple of years, things got delayed, and then we wanted to get back to our original November date. But what we were finding when we reached out to say, hey, we need you, we want you to play, everyone's schedule was so busy. There's so much happening, and that was tough to hear, but in the same breath, so awesome that they're actually busy. They're working, they got gigs. So there's a lot happening, and I think more to come, hopefully, in 2022.
Are the audiences responding in kind?
They are indeed. Our ticket sales are going really well for the events we have. Yet again, what we're finding is there's so many options for people. If you look at what's going on in any of our communities across the province in late November to December, with Christmas festivals and celebrations and music and joy, there's a lot going on. And I really think the consumers are responding really well.
My guest today on Target is the Executive Director of Music NL, Rhonda Tulk-Lane. This is Music Week in Newfoundland and Labrador, and you've got some showcases coming up. I want to hear more about those coming up right after this.
Take a break. Join us weekdays from 12:30 to 1 p.m. as we discuss anything and everything that's happening now. It's all on the table during your VOCM lunch break.
And my guest today is the Executive Director of Music NL, Rhonda Tulk-Lane. This is Music Week in Newfoundland and Labrador, and among the many, many things that are planned throughout the week to showcase and highlight musicians across the province, musicians and performers, you have some showcases coming up. Tell us about them.
So we have two showcase events, Wednesday, December 1st, and Thursday, December 2nd. So they're both happening at the Rock House downtown at 8 p.m. So our first showcase is going to feature musicians Virginia Fudge, Adam Baxter, Rosemary Lawton, Sherry Ryan, Ife Alaba, and Beau Water. So it's going to be a fun night. And these showcases are meant when our artists apply for awards, they also apply for showcases. So it's scored by a jury, and then we decide and put them up on stage and give them some love. And, you know, it's really like a professional development opportunity, as well as a pathway for musicians that want to start exporting.
And on December 2nd?
Right. So then, kind of go to that night. We have another amazing showcase that night. I just want to open up so I can list off everyone. Bear with me. So Thursday, same place, same time at the Rock House, we have our second artist showcase featuring, of course, it opened up the same one. Give me a second.
No trouble. While you're looking for that, these showcases, how do you get in on them? Do you purchase tickets? Or are they kind of a drop-in, drop-out type of thing?
All the above. So there's you can get your ticket at musicnl.ca, and it's $10, so it's really manageable. But you can also show up right at the door. So come, we'd love to fill the Rock House, support the artists, cheer them on. We'll also be doing awards. There'll be two awards given out each night. So the first night, as we talked about, it's going to feature Matthew Hender, Albert Dalton, Colleen Power, Evelyn Jess, Kitchen Partey, and Jay Hart. And of course, host that night is Greg Smith, VOCM's own.
Who is that guy?
Who's that guy? And that night we'll be actually presenting the Music Video of the Year Award. So we have so many awards to give out between the industry awards, the music awards, that we kind of sprinkle them throughout other events throughout the week as well.
Fantastic. So if people want to in on one of those two nights, they can just show up, or do they have to buy in advance?
No, either or. See, if you're a person that likes, you know, have your schedule and your week all prepared, you can get your tickets, but you can also just show up at the Rock House at about, 7:30, 7:45, get in, get settled for a great night of entertainment and showcasing with your local musicians.
A concert on George?
Yes. Another beautiful event that we're having. So on Friday night, let's just open that one up because I want to make sure I highlight everyone that's playing on that night. So Friday night at 8 p.m. at the St. George United Church. And here we go. Let's open it up. Of course, I'm online, so things are downloading a little bit slower. Here we go. So a beautiful concert on George. We're going to be featuring Quote the Raven, Sherman Downey, Ying Zaya, Ruben Rake, the Atlantic String Quartet, and our special guest, Denisa Edmonds. So it's going to be a beautiful concert Friday night starting at 8 p.m. And the same goes. You can purchase your tickets on musicnl.ca or show up at the door.
And, of course, we've got this... I mean, anytime you perform in a church, I remember seeing, oh my gosh, what's the name of the band? Canadian band. Anyway, they did this concert series in a church, and they said it wasn't them that were performing. It was the church that was performing because of the sound, the acoustics there. Cowboy Junkies, there we go. Just came to the top of my mind. So, yeah, the acoustics in a church setting are so wonderful anyway.
It's going to be absolutely beautiful. So there's kind of something for everyone when you look at the showcases at the Rock House, the concert on George. We've got a songwriter circle on Saturday afternoon, and they're always really fun to watch. And that's actually happening at the church as well. So the atmosphere is just beautiful. So it's going to be gorgeous. And we've got Amelia Kern for the Songwriter Circle, Mick Davis, Val Miasma, Kelly Loader, Rachel Cousins, and Dave Penny.
Fantastic. Now, the big one is the big awards gala that's coming up. Tell us a little bit about that. When and where and what's on tap?
So, big night, really, when everything in the week is important. But when we look at, you know, the night, the big celebration, it's Saturday night, December 4th, at Holy Heart Theater, and this is where we will dish out the majority of our music awards. Performances by Kelly McMichael, Sherman Downey, Ofer Harnoy, Claire Follett, Carolina East, Kelly Loader, Fine Lads, Joanne Andrews, our Lifetime Achievement Award winners, the Flummies, Justin Fancy, King Sway, and the Kubatonics. So it's quite the show.
I keep forgetting Ofer Harnoy is a local performer now.
I know. It's amazing. And so she's up for a number of awards, so you'll catch her on stage Saturday night. And as I said, it's a real mix. When I look at the different genres, like what an amazing tribute to all of our genres, be it traditional hip-hop, folk, country, like you name it, classics. It's just outstanding.
So Linda Byrne is being honored with the Unsung Hero Award. What is the Unsung Hero and why was she chosen?
Right, so every year our board of directors have an option to deliver honorary awards. And this year they're announcing three. So we've already announced two. And I think I said to you when I sent you my notes, I'd like to do breaking news, and do one of them with you today. So the first one we've already announced is our Unsung Hero Award. And Linda Byrne is the recipient of this. The Unsung Hero Award is really for someone that has been working for almost an entire lifetime behind the scenes. And, you know, you don't really hear a lot about them. They're in the background, hence Unsung Hero. They're in the background, working away, doing their thing. And we feel it's very important that we recognize Linda for all the work she's done over the years and the great work she's done. So Linda is the Unsung Hero Award.
And what has she been doing? I mean, she might be well known within musical circles, but for the general public, they might not be as familiar with what she's done.
Mm-hmm. And I'm bringing that up right now.
I'm getting that modem going today.
You're nice going. It's steaming. My computer's smoking.
I can hear it humming as we speak.
So let's take a little bit of a look at Linda's history. So Linda is a folk singer from Kingwell to Venture Bay. She's a renowned singer who resettled to Arnold's Cove in the mid-60s. As a teenager, she had a keen interest in learning songs, particularly traditional ballads, and she recorded many of them with the older folks from Placentia Bay and communities around that area. What else did Linda do?
So is she really part of that famous Placentia Bay Byrne family?
Do you know what? I'm not 100% sure, but I'm going to find out. One of our board of directors dug right into this, Mary Beth Walterman. She did all the research and brought it to the board, and I was kind of trusting them. So I need to find out if Linda was part of that. She co-founded and continues to co-host a monthly ballad night at the Crow's Nest in St. John's. So I need to find out if she's part of that Byrne clan that you mentioned.
Oh, interesting. How interesting. Now, you've also got a Lifetime Achievement Award too, for a band that I think a lot of people are familiar with, but not familiar with, if you know what I'm trying to say.
Absolutely. So we were so excited to announce our Lifetime Achievement Award this year to the Flummies. And as I said, there's certain people that know, and then there's other people, especially, you know, some of, I find, our younger artists and younger people that have entered the sector, they have, when I say the Flummies, they may not know. So features Aboriginal musicians of Innu and Métis descent. The original members were Alton Best and Richard Dyson. And over the years, they've been joined by Tunker Campbell, Leander Bakey, and Sim, and Raymond Montague. So there's been a number of people, but when I had the chat, had the chance to chat with Leander earlier this week, he actually wanted to provide this tribute to Alton Best, who sang with them until he was in his late 70s. And Alton is from the Mud Lake in Labrador.
And really well known, of course, in Labrador, and a hit on the Irish Newfoundland show as well. They perform a lot of traditional music.
Very much. And that was one of the reasons, I believe, our board looked when they're doing their research, and they looked, the work that they have done has really been influenced by the historical nature, the culture and traditional songs of Labrador. So it was really that all those pieces coming together, and the number of, you know, over 40 years of staying together. It's a long time for a band. So, and they'll be flying in and performing at the award show Saturday night. So we're super pumped to have the Flummies with us.
Oh, how exciting, and well deserved for sure. Any other awards being handed out?
Yes, so this one hasn't been announced yet, but we're going to break the news right now. We are awarding our Dennis Parker Industry Builder Award this year to none other than Mr. Jim Payne. So we're so excited to grant this honor to Jim this year. He's done so much work, and he had some other awards, big awards this year. So it's been a great year for Jim, and he's contributed so much to our sector.
That's so exciting, because it seems to me that Jim has somehow always been there, and he's always in the forefront.
Always. So, and when you look at the award, you know, he truly was a part of building the industry for so many generations and just decades of everything he's contributed. I'm just looking at some of the stuff. In 1989, he established his label. So, I mean, when we look at the industry, which we're really working hard to build, Jim has really been there since, you know, day one, laying the roots and building the industry and creating a label dedicated to traditional and contemporary music that reflects Newfoundland and Labrador. Let's see, what else? My God. He grew from a handful of cassette recordings to his current catalog of over 50 titles, with more than 25 individual artists and singles and downloads across, and, you know, with connections in North America, the UK, in Europe, and Australia. And this company is named Sing Song, for any of you that aren't familiar with Jim's company.
And still very much involved in the community, very much involved in sharing music, especially with younger people, and educating them on music.
Absolutely. Like, he continues to be so busy performing, as you said, teaching, songwriting. He was a recipient of the NL Arts Award for Arts Education and Outstanding Cultural Achievement, the Newfoundland Labrador Cultural Tourism Award, the Queen's Diamond Jubilee, you know, the ECMA Stompin' Tom Connors Award. So it's really no surprise that he takes away our industry builder this year, because so deserving, and he's truly built an industry around him and helped so many.
And named after none other than Dennis Parker himself.
Exactly. And, you know, I'm so excited. So tomorrow night at our industry awards, Dennis will be there to present Jim with his award. So it's going to be a real special moment.
Oh, for sure. I would imagine there's going to be a few moist eyes. It's not, I'm not crying, you're crying, those kinds of things. When we come back, I'm going to continue our conversation with Music NL's Executive Director, Rhonda Telk-Lane. This is Music Week in Newfoundland and Labrador. We'll be back right after this.
Saturday morning, join us for the Irish Newfoundland Show. Send your request to irishnl@vocm.com or submit them online at vocm.com.
This is Music Week in Newfoundland and Labrador, and Music NL's Executive Director, Rhonda Telk-Lane, is my guest today on Target. And Rhonda, we're heading into the holiday season. I put my tree up this weekend, I have to be honest. it's a tough time for people, but it is a time of music and trying to uplift others. I understand that local musicians are going to be doing their best to keep spirits up, and there's going to be some performances around town, maybe at some soup kitchens. Is that correct?
Yeah, and this is when I don't have to keep my, so I don't cry, because this one is really special. So earlier this year, when Fred Brokenshire passed away, of course, his family reached out and wanted all the donations to go to Music NO. So that itself was amazing. And what we said at the time when we were chatting with his daughter was that we're going to make sure that 100% whatever comes in through this, we're going to go right back in the pockets of artists. And at the time, we had to dream about what can we do? Where do we best put this money? And one of our co-producers for the week, Glenn Tilley, and Ann Anderson, came up with some great ideas where we said, why don't we hire some local artists to play at some of the soup kitchens to spread cheer and music? So it truly is a way to give back in so many ways. So actually this morning at the Jimmy Pratt Outreach Breakfast, we had Peter Smith and Carol Besvader perform for the patrons that were there. And then on Wednesday afternoon at the seniors' lunch, also through the Jimmy Pratt Outreach Program, Jim Payne and Fergus O'Byrne will play while they have their meals. So really special to be able to do that.
And there's something about that ambient music, isn't there? I mean, it's not just the stuff that's piped in through sound speakers, but having that performer sitting in the corner, taking requests if necessary, and getting those toes tapping and the lightening that mood, bringing it up.
I haven't gotten feedback on how this morning went, but as you said, you know, when you add an element of live music to any event, whether you're, you know, having a meal, or you're just out with friends, or as you said, some people that are probably going through some hard times right now, it could change the way they look at their day, their week, the year. We just really don't know how it will help someone feel just a little bit better. So it's we're so excited, and we're hoping that we'll be able to continue to use some of the donations that came in through the late Fred Brokenshire's fund to continue to do this through the year, because as we know, as we move into January, it can still be a hard time for people, and there's a greater need in food banks and soup kitchens. So we want to continue this.
And it's well known, it's documented. Scientists have done studies of music therapy and the result of music on people, cognitive results and all this good stuff. So I'm not talking scientifically now for sure. Everybody knows that. But you know what I mean? It just has that impact on us all. Humankind responds to music.
And just kindness and music. And the other initiative we're launching, you know, we're getting ready. It's kind of a game. My God, this is a day for breaking news. So we partnered with the Canadian Mental Health Association of Newfoundland and Labrador, and again, using some of the money that came in through the donations through the late Fred Brokenshire's fund, we are going to be launching the first ever annual Jason Call Student Scholarship to help improve mental health for students that are in music programs. So details to come on that, but again, something we'll be doing every year to help a student in music. And for those of you that don't aren't familiar with the work that Jason Call has done and his album Stranger, and using music as healing as a war vet, it's simply outstanding.
And it's so good to know that Fred Brokenshire, who was there in the very early days, I suppose, or in some of the early days of promoting the local music industry, is continuing to do that work.
He was indeed a co-founder of Music NL. So he started this with a number of others. And it is really, really cool to look at all these years later. And now we put in place things that are just going to continue. So it's pretty awesome to be able to do that and recognize the legacy of people when they give so much to a sector and get to continue that work.
So we've touched on a lot of things. Anything we've missed?
My goodness, we have. There's so much. It's a lot of stuff. I think one of the things that I wanted to mention, I didn't tell everyone when we talked about our new the mental health work, was the app, and where you can download the app. And I didn't share kind of how the app will help those. So anyone in the sector or anyone that just needs some inspiration can sign up for the Mindful Musician app. And it's actually the mindfulmusician.ca. And what you'll do is you pick when you'd like to be inspired. So for me, I signed up and I wanted to get messages early in the morning via my phone. So every morning now, I get a little message. It's an inspirational quote from a local musician or someone in the sector, but also resources that are available. So this morning, actually, I had a beautiful message from local musician King Sway. Last week, I had one from Taylor Swift. And there's a beautiful one that on our website from the Silver Wolf Band. So it's really something so simple, but can set your day out right by being inspired from a local artist with words of wisdom.
So people who have been there, done that, and know, you know, some of the trials and tribulations that a musician might be going through on a daily basis.
Exactly, and that was what we aimed for, because there's a lot of supports out there for mental health, as we know. So we didn't want to reinvent the wheel. We just wanted to customize it for our audience and those in the sector, so they knew that the things they were hearing was from someone that is walking the walk.
For certain. And once again, the mindfulmusician.ca?
Yep, that's it. And or musicnl.ca as well. You can get it there. And if I may, I don't know if I got time, I'd love to read the inspirational message from the Silver Wolf Band, if I could.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Awesome. The seasons, the tide, phases of the moon, even mountains change over time. Your season will change, your stars will align. It just takes time. The Silver Wolf Band. So.
That's very nice. And are these quotes or lyrics or
both? So some of them are quotes from musicians, they're lyrics from their songs, and also resources and supports and community things that'll help you. So you're kind of gonna, you don't know what you're gonna get when you sign up for your daily inspiration.
So once again, and by the way, Linda Byrne is Joe Byrne's wife.
Oh.
A little bird told me. A little bird who might have the initials G-S, who swooped in and told me. So the big awards gala coming up on Saturday, what do people need to know about that, and how do they get their tickets at Holy Heart?
They need to know that they have to just reach out to the box office at Holy Heart Theater. So just Google Holy Heart, and you'll see our show there for Saturday night. Tickets are going to be on sale right up until the moment we've got to close the box office down. So we're really excited. Of course, everything that I just mentioned, you can be sure that we're following all of our protocols. So it's going to be a safe environment. You're going to need your Vax Pass for any of our outings. So get your tickets and come out and give back and celebrate this amazing sector that we're building and growing.
That sounds fantastic. And capacity levels the same? People have to wear the mask? How does that work?
It does. So, the same as if you're anywhere. So at the Holy Heart Theater, you'll have your mask on. If you're at the Industry Awards and you decide to, there's some nibblies and a drink, you can drink and put your mask back. But all the same things you've been doing and as you enjoy the things you've been doing over the last month or so.
Fantastic. Rhonda Tulk-Lane, I do appreciate your time this afternoon. So much information, but there's so many good things, so many great stories to tell when it comes to the music industry here in Newfoundland and Labrador. We're continuing to entertain and inspire people all around the world. So I really do appreciate your time this afternoon.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. And Dave, are we good to go? Yeah. So thinking in terms of musicians and the life that musicians lead, I was listening to this one just the other night, and I said, it's a pretty appropriate little song. The Loadout Stay by Jackson Browne. Here you go.